I've been alerted to this rumour by a Mr. Foster. And basically the rumour is that Apple could introduce a Nike Plus integration measurement with bicycles or pedal cycles to give people turn-by-turn GPS guidance on their bikes. Now, there are a number of problems with this, and I'm just going to run through them. One, bike GPS is a hideously expensive hobby and is nothing more than a hobby. I think you can get a good Garmin, I can't remember that, a Garmin Edge for about £400, £450, £500. And it's basically a GPS cycle computer that instead of having a magnet and a reed magnet and a permanent magnet, I think, and a cable and a little mount and a little tiny cheap £30-40 computer. Instead of that, which is very simple, you have a GPS device that knows where you are, and then knows where you were a couple of seconds ago, and from that can work out what speed you're doing. Now, that seems a bit, to me, that seems a bit faffy for working out the speed. However, I know that's not why it does it through GPS. It also does it through GPS so you can track your route, you can keep time on your route. It can judge at your average speed where you're going to be, if you're going to make a checkpoint on time, if you're going to be late. If you are going to be late, you could decide with the most powerful computer we know, the brain, my dear. We could judge and say, huh, if I go that way, I'll cut a couple of minutes off, check, check, check. Oh, if I go this way, I'll meet my checkpoint on time, turn. What Apple are suggesting they do is Apple, a large asshole of a corporation, join up with Nike, a smaller asshole, a tighter asshole of a corporation, with their... How are they going to implement it? With the shoes? No, there was a patent, a couple of months ago that was basically a bicycle computer system. And it was very strange. It had a very strange diagram. The stem of the bike, I'm not very good with terms of parts of bikes. I know, I feel really dirty and wrong, because I'm a really avid cyclist, but I don't know how to fix a bike. I just feel like I don't belong in the, I don't know. Stem, is it called? The bit underneath the handlebars. The column that steers. But anywho, the stem was directly welded to the fork, which means you can't turn corners. So Apple would have invented the first bicycle that you can't steer. However, that wasn't the point of the patent. The point was to say, if you had, let's say, a hub power meter and a set of magnets, blah, 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 and you had an iPod Touch or an iPhone or a similar touchscreen device, touchscreen unit, as your cycle computer, or an app on your cycle computer, with a little docking mount, you could work out things, you could work out your speed and where you're going to be and how far you've gone, in exactly the same way that you can do with a little tiny magnet, another little tiny magnet, a piece of cable, a mount, and a £30 cycle computer. And I think you can now get really, really cheap cycle computers for about £10, or under £10. They're not as good as what I've got. I have a Sigma 1506, which is all right. It's not uber good, but it works. It works very nice. Apart from when it's like 2 degrees Celsius in the winter, and the screen kind of gums up and kind of fades between the crystals because they can't work. Anyway, I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to explain. GPS guidance on bikes will never work with large corporations because you don't have mapping data for cycle routes, or cycleways, or footways, or paths, or anything like that. Or cycle shops. If you try and find a cycle shop on Google Maps, you'll fail. It's not good. Terry Atlas won't provide good enough cycle route data. Have you tried the maps.google.com cycle router? It's basically the car router, but the speed's been changed to 12 miles an hour. And it routes you via minor streets as a preference. It's awful. It will never work. Ever.